One of the splendors of autumn is the ready availability of fresh, crisp apples. Supermarket bins swell with Red Delicious, Granny Smith's, Macintosh's, sometimes a Braeburn or a Gala. Weekend Edition essayist and food aficionado Bonnie Wolfe enjoys biting into any of those usual suspects, but she laments the passing of a time when nearly every home in America seemed to have an apple tree in the yard, and there were so many choices, different varieties depending on where you lived. But Bonnie has discovered that some of those old apple trees are again bearing fruit.
The Esopus Spitzenberg is back. Both Thomas Jefferson and James Beard would be so pleased. This red-orange apple was one of Jefferson's favorites, and 30 years ago, James Beard lamented its demise. The great Gravensteins and Spitzenbergs, he wrote, seemed to have vanished. And so they had. But they're back, and they're part of a food trend where everything old is new again. We're back to farmhouse cheeses, pasture-fed beef, and now heirloom fruits and vegetables. We want food that's local, food that tastes like it just came out of the garden. We'll trade a perfect, round, red apple without much taste for one that looks funny but was grown on a small local farm and tastes like an apple. More than 17,000 kinds of apples have been recorded throughout history. Some of them should be brought back just for their names: Cow's Snout and Sheep's Snout, Evening Party, Faust's Winter, Maiden Blush, Seek No Further, and my personal favorite, Slack My Girdle. Steve Wood at Poverty Lane Orchards in New Hampshire grows an apple called Calville Blanc d'Hiver, which he says is an unbelievably beautiful 17th century cooking apple. He says it's the apple you see in a French still life next to the dead pheasants. Many of the old apples fell from grace for good reasons. They were hard to grow, susceptible to disease, and some of them just didn't taste very good. Or worse, they weren't pretty enough. Steve Woods says if he could only grow one apple, he'd go with Thomas Jefferson and choose the Esopus Spitzenberg. It's crisp, beautiful, spicy, juicy, stores well, and is good for cooking and eating. In the 19th century, it was the most popular apple in the country. Maybe its time has come again.
Well, Bonnie Wolfe is a Washington writer. She's working on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto. She grew up eating Harrelson, Fireside, and Keepsake apples in Minnesota.